Now, I held off on Sunday's forecast for Jenna Gwinnett, Bald Knob Cross the Piece. Jen's good to see you again.
Good to see you, Tom.
And also my good friend Eric Gregg is joining us this morning. So the weather forecast for Sunday, Eric, is sunshine.
Just beautiful.
And 87.
Just absolutely perfect.
Can't
we're excited.
All right. So, Jenna, first thing, is there a number on how many people attend? Or motorcycles attend? Is there a number?
Yeah, you know, we have a rough estimate, and I think it's usually around 4,000 to 5,000-ish, I think, with people. Now, motorcycle-wise, it might be a little bit less, but sometimes you'll have multiple people on each cycle,
right,
for sure.
You know, when I was looking over the press release information, something caught my attention. The organization that you work with for this event.
The Christian Motorcyclist Association. So this is actually our 32nd year of doing Blessing of the Bikes. And this whole vision came to life with the CMA. We call them the CMA, Christian Motorcyclist Association. And years ago, they had a vision to kind of do this, to bring people together. And so, you know, we kind of work together. And really now we partner with them. They help do a lot of the hard part for it. I mean, the fundraising and planning is the easy part. They pull the weight as far as getting all those people in and out with traffic and prayers and all that stuff. So we couldn't do it without them, for sure.
Why are events like this important, Eric? I mean, big picture this.
Oh my goodness. I tell you what, we touched on it earlier. I mean, it is just, it's amazing the people that come from all over the country to attend this event. I know there's people coming from Iowa that's going to be there on this, you know, this coming Sunday. And we see that now with all the other events as well. I mean, it's just a Bald Knob Cross is a destination point, a very special, beautiful place for the country. You know, I mean, that's what we're seeing now. I mean, people are coming from everywhere to participate in events there. You know, Jenna and her staff and the volunteers and the business community and everyone that helps make things possible at Bald Knob Cross just do an amazing job, Tom.
It was interesting. I was driving to St. Louis, the Cardinals game, so it left early. And the whole way we're like, another 50 motorcycles. There's another 70.
Right.
There must be 100. I mean, you kind of get a little perspective on the road,
right,
which, of course, one of the things we want to stress with people, because this is an all-day event when it comes to people coming and going, to please be careful along that route. And you go, what route? Just Bald Knob Cross and 360 degrees in every direction.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Right.
There's people everywhere.
So many people, you have to do the blessings in shifts.
Yes.
That's why the Christian Motorcycle Organization, you were talking about that heavy lifting they do.
Yes.
That's one of the items, organizing where and when for everybody.
Yep. It's a continually, we open the gates at 8 a.m. and close. We don't close, but we, you know, quit doing blessings when people start to kind of fall off, but
it's
just continually. Usually around 2 or 3-ish. We just kind of judge it on that, but it's a continual thing. People just flow through the whole cycle of it, and it just flows and functions very well.
When I was a member of the board, Erica, you know, we didn't have many services on Bald Knob Cross, so we were, you know, flat trailer bottled water to the top.
Right.
Your services have improved on Bald Knob Cross for these blessing events and others.
Absolutely. We've got a very visionary board of directors and an executive director with Jenna, and we have made some really amazing and significant strides as far as, you know, upgrading facilities and again doing other things we're trying to do to enhance the beauty and the experience of coming to Bald Knob Cross.
All right, now this is interesting because, you know, at one point we were working with paver breaks, bricks, I should say. The new drawings for what is planned for the cross are the most impressive to date in my mind. This is the final phase?
This is the final phase, and it's not anything new. I do always kind of try to allude to that. In 2010, when we originally set a goal to restore Bald Knob Cross, it was a two-part system, and so this is phase two of that. And it really is going to not only improve the experience of Bald Knob Cross, but it's going to give a future for financial stability because we have all these pavers going in, and that continually will keep our paver program rolling.
Revenue as a result.
Revenue, yep, absolutely.
Because, see, here's the thing, I struggled with this when I was working with the cross. We'd sit there and, you know, nobody should have to pay to come to the foot of the cross.
Yep.
Right? To me, that's a hard and fast rule.
Absolutely.
And so when I ask about how many people come, well, customarily that'd be done with a ticket count, right, or something like that. Well, we don't do things like that on top of that Bald Knob Cross. But on the other hand, you want to make the improvements too. And people, as Eric mentioned, have been very gracious, mm-hmm. right, when it comes to that. And the paver bricks and, of course, yes. merchandising. But, you know, I keep thinking, you know, as a business, you know, mm-hmm. charge people. But no. I mean, but this new vision here, I looked at it as if you just kind of imagine this for a moment. If you know Bald Knob Cross, at the very top of Bald Knob, that there would be a crown of trees mm-hmm. around the cross.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what the picture goes for. We're not 100% certain on those final details, like the landscaping with trees and stuff like that. You know, that's like the icing on the top of the cake that'll come last.
Well, my first thought is the insurance company will want a word with me when it blows into the cross and damages.
Yeah, yeah. We might downscale that some, but we're not certain.
You know, right? And certainly one thing we do want to stress, we'll do nothing to impede
yes.
The view of the cross.
Yeah.
You know, that's something's very important too.
Agreed. But,
yeah, everything we're going to do is going to be something to enhance the beauty and again the experience of coming there.
All right, Jenna Gwinnett joining us this morning, Bald Knob Cross of Peace Board Executive Director, as Eric just mentioned. Now, here's the thing, Jenna. What would you want people who are coming to the event on Sunday to know, to do? I mean, my friend Malcolm in Murfreesboro texted me earlier this morning, and Malcolm says, "Blessing of the Bikes, important reminder. Bring a big flat board to put under your kickstand."
Yeah.
"And after the rain?" That is some really good advice.
Absolutely. Yeah, they do make these little kick plates. I think that a lot of motorcycle riders will carry for that exact purpose. But, you know, we have a couple good days ahead of us. The rest of today, it looks like, and Saturday of sunshine and warm weather. So we're just hoping that that all dries out. And that does happen fairly quickly on top of that hill with the wind and the elevation. So we're hoping that dries out enough that shouldn't be an issue. But just people, if they've never been, we just, you know, take your time, be safe, think ahead of time as far as actions, because there's a lot going on. A lot of motorcycle riders will tell us it's just such a stop and go experience when they're driving, that's a lot of times where the danger comes in. But I think if everybody is just alert and aware, everything should flow fairly well, and we're hoping for the best.
Deer rule number one: if you see one, there's another.
That's right.
Except for motorcyclists, except we're talking about our fellow human being. What's the future look like where Bald Knob Cross, Eric?
Oh, just so many good things going on at the cross. We are so excited about, you know, we've got so many great events that are happening and great leadership and just a beautiful, amazing place that we encourage everyone to talk about, to share, and to come and see.
How many more blessings do you have coming up?
Well, we have a couple. So we've got Blessing of the Bikes this weekend. Next weekend, which is the 1st of June, we have Blessing of the Jeeps.
That's a big one.
Yep, about the 5th annual. And then we have something new on the 25th in between there. It's called Blessing of the Rats and Rods. It's something new that a community, they're like this rat rod type of hot rod cars. They are, I think, maybe based out of the Pomona area. And so that's something new. It's not really our event, but we are hosting it, and so we help market as much as we can. And so it's a little smaller scale. I think maybe a couple hundred of those cars, but this is the first year for that, so we don't really know what to expect. But other than that, the blessings will wrap up with Blessing of the Jeep on the 1st of June.
And of course, just had your Blessing of the Squads.
Yeah, right, yeah, that was a great turnout. Yeah, mm-hmm. Second one that we've had on that. And it's just great. We welcome anything that we can there, as long as it's obviously tastefully done and respectful, for sure. But we're thankful to keep the cross alive and keep things going and moving, and, you know, just the future is bright for that place, for sure.
Yeah, I just saw somebody text me saying the Rat Rod Group is out of Mesa's place.
Yes, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. So
yeah.
So with that in mind, so what do you see in the future for Bald Knob Cross of Peace?
Oh, gosh, nothing but goodness. We are constantly renovating, moving forward. One thing that
you had the big land exchange.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been, and when we say big, literally big things.
Yes.
That land exchange was huge.
Yep.
And took decade to handle it.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of things that I've really kind of done so much research on, a lot of things that we're doing is really bringing everything together, the past, present, and the future, kind of all in one big circular connection. We're really trying to grow, but at the same time, keep everything, grounded on what we firmly believe that the cross was built on. And so we're really excited to bring it all full circle.
You both seem to get the idea of the responsibility that you have.
Yep.
Because there was discord in the past.
Yes.
We never want to return to that. And the cross was in very shabby condition during that time period, and the amount of work, money, I mean, something that we've talked about through the entire time, the replacing it with ceramic panels, all these things. But the responsibility you have, I think you get it, don't you?
Absolutely.
Eric?
Absolutely. I tell you what. Knowing the history of the cross and how many people in Southern Illinois, from the east side of Illinois to the west side of Southern Illinois to the south, came together to help build that cross, and it was a team effort then. It's a team effort now, and
I love the pig story.
It is the pig story is one of the best stories of all time, and it's funny. I put that out there. My grandfather was involved, and all the families have come forth on the eastern part of the state. Gallon Slain, Pope, Hardin County.
There was a time you and I never would have considered that.
Right. And right, exactly.
The sphere of influence has grown.
Right.
And one of the reasons why, this bike event.
Yeah.
And the other events like it.
Yeah.
That's helped spread the word and the support too.
Yes.
It's now, hey, thanks guys. Jenna Gwinnett, it's good to see you. Eric, always good to see you, pal.
Yeah.
It's 7:34.